shit up.
Is a huge factor, but we have to understand why it unfolds the way it does in this particular form, because there are sadly many people who suffer from grave mental disorders that don't ever shoot anyone. So the question is why this intersection of someone with a mental disorder that ends up in a shooting, and it's the confluence of the social setting and the individual's problems that produces this pattern. But I do think it's relevant. Completely normal people don't shoot people. It is an intersection of a mental disorder, which in the young shooters is in its very early stages, where there's tremendous shame and sensitivity among the shooters about how marginal they are, how disturbed they're becoming.